Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside hour four of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
I'm going to eat that ass up.
Tonight's show brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. That is visitlasvegas.com. Well, before we get to NFL over-unders, the first reviews of Morbius are out, Mike Harmon.
Yeah.
And I have to say that, you know, sometimes when you go into something without a lot of expectations, that's the way you have to go in. Because
sure.
I'm going, look, we've seen this trailer for Morbius has been, you know, I mean, 3 years now. Yes, yeah. Michael Morbius, how you doing?
Time.
Yes, I know. And Morbius is not one of the, I mean, really, Marvel has so many characters. They're really digging the bottom of the barrel. Suddenly you're at Morbius. But
yeah, but it'll still gross a couple $100 million.
Of course it will. Of course it will. But I have to say, I am buoyed by the reviews because basically it's, hey, it's kind of what you expect it to be. If you go in with like Venom-like expectations, you'll think it's fine. And I'm like, okay, I'm good with that. I'm not going into this thinking it's going to be Endgame or Ant-Man and the Wasp, right? I'm going in with very low expectations, right? Yeah, because Sony owns all the Spider-Man villains. Hey, we're going to do Morbius, I guess. Okay. But as long as it's okay, all right, and that's kind of what I'm getting. It's that the movie is okay. It's fun. It's not going to change your world. It's a good couple hours at a movie to spend. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I need that because it's time now for Hollywood to start rolling their movies out just like they have before, right? It's time to get away from, well, we're going to push. No, put all the movies out. You got a ton of them. I'm done seeing all the crap that I've seen in one movie I want to go see every month and a half. No. You got to start giving me more movies that are coming out. I think we're getting to there right now. So as long as they keep coming out, gives me more of a reason to go back to the movies, I'm okay with that. And Morbius, as long as it's okay and isn't awful and I'm not getting that it's awful from anybody, I'm all right with it. I'm all right with seeing it where it is. If Morbius is just okay, that's okay. It's the opposite of that commercial where just okay is not okay. This is where just okay is okay.
Yeah, I mean, I look at the cast list. I mean, you got Michael Keaton. Matt Smith is in it. Matt Smith's fantastic. Jared Harris is fantastic. Tyrese Gibson, another entry into a big universe for him. He was on with The Odd Couple earlier today. So A-listers showing up there. Obviously, Jared Leto. So, I mean, you get some heavy hitters here. It got 17% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, that's not good. But it's only it's got 70%. There's like 25 people
that
are posting.
Yeah, no, but hey, it's in early returns. It's like they always tell you when you do customer support, it's like one email, one tweet is representative of some multiple. So all the people that write us, you know, that same guy or two guys every day, they represent some real huge, unless they don't. But for Morbius...
No, and the thing is that people are going to go and they're more apt to post something if it's terrible than if they like it, right?
Sure.
Now, if I get great service...
Like if you
service,
have a meal, yeah.
Yeah, if I get great service and a package comes to me, right, and everything is great and I get the return a package in there and it comes on time or maybe it comes a day early, I'm not going to write that company back and say, hey, great job. Keep on keeping on. No, but if it comes late and it's damn, of course I'm going to get on there and say, oh, I'm going to screw you with a review. So yeah, of course people that hate it are going to be the first people to post. I'm not going to look and go, boy, I'm going to take the word of these lunatics that go see a movie because they probably hate everything. No, you got to trust people that you go. You trust your friend. Look, trust me and Mike because we'll tell you the truth about movies. I tell you the truth all the time. You know, talk to the people that you trust because there's friends of mine that say, oh my God, this movie was so good. Go see it. And what I want to say to him is, dude, I don't trust your opinion of a movie as far as I could throw my house. So, yeah, I'm just going to nod my head and go, yeah, it's on our list. Yeah, maybe I'll go see it. Now, there's certain people I'll listen to and say, all right, great. No, that's a good recommendation. Others, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, if nothing else, you can go to the movies and you can get something called Vampire's Thirst at the MacGuffin's Bar if you're an A-list member or whatever. Some Patron and whatever the hell else they got going on in that drink. Drink.
Or you can get a nap.
It.
If you don't like it, get a nap.
No,
get
that,
a nap
well, that's
for about
the other
45
thing.
Minutes.
No, that's something people need to recognize. As soon as I had children and I was taking them to the movies and we'd go to insert cartoon movie here, if I got bored, and I was always run down, right, running the schedules that we do and hustling as you do, every once in a while, you know what? They're engrossed in this film. I got 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll see you.
I'll pay $12 for a 40-minute nap. Yeah,
especially now with the recliners. It's the best sleep I'm going to get.
Yeah,
now, I'm looking
at
something called the Outfit. I got to drive to Temecula for a soccer game on Saturday.
Oh, that's nice.
And maybe a fight. I'm not quite sure.
Okay, you're going to go for a wine day, too? Get a nice little wine tour before you go.
I might, but there's something called the Outfit, which is based on mobsters in Chicago in the 50s. So... there you go. One of those smaller releases because I'm into artsy films in my advanced age. And then maybe I'll grab Morbius on the other side of it.
Hi, Michael Morbius. How you doing?
I wasn't going to say, hey, I'm going to go see X. That was probably going to get people all fired up.
I'm just glad it's coming out because I can't keep watching trailers for it.
No, that's true.
I can't.
How about Everything Everywhere All at Once?
It's the same. It's the same one. No. Morbius is the next one, and I'm waiting for Zoe to get back this weekend from her trip so we can watch Moon Knight. So I'm still, you know, waiting on Moon Knight. I hear Moon Knight is good.
It's pretty solid.
Different,
especially
right?
When Engelbert is in there.
Sure. Well, you know, hey, he will sing you to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, you got Dylan followed by Engelbert to start your soundtrack.
Wow.
I mean, come on, that's as good as it gets.
That's pretty cool.
I watched about half of Death on the Nile because that's streaming now.
Yeah.
And then I just left it.
It's okay.
I watched about 20 minutes of Jackass Forever. And then I left it. Yeah. And then... It's the beauty of streaming services.
Look, that's what we're doing right now. We're doing that right now with Station 11. Station 11 is probably one of the three best books of the last 20 years that I read. It was so unbelievably good. Emily St. John Mandel is an unreal author. I read everything she does. The book was so good. The miniseries, which everybody said, oh, it's so good, it's so good. I'm watching. I'm going, the acting is good. The settings are good. The art direction is great, and the cinematography is fantastic. It is boring as hell, and to be able to take a movie that's about a post-apocalyptic world where the bad guy is someone who is a prophet, and to make that boring, that's a really difficult thing to do. But they found a way to do it because it really is boring. And we're three episodes in, and as much as we love the book, I said to Pam, I said, "Do you really want to watch it?" She goes, "Yeah." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm kind of done." Because I'm just bored watching it. It's so boring. Read the book. The book is incredible. But the series, oh my God, forget it, man. It's just, I'm going, how do you make this boring? How do you make this boring? But they found a way to do it. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the Fox Sports Radio Studios. There is, let's just say, a new leader on the board when it comes to MVP in the NBA. I know it's a work in progress and it kind of changes, but one thing you need to an MVP in the NBA is you can't be hurt, right? So that takes out people like John Morant, because as good as he is, I told you, he's going to sort of the MVP. He gets hurt, and the fact that Memphis is winning big without him, that hurts his case. It's great for the Grizzlies because, boy, you realize they're a really good team, man. They don't need Morant. They're like 25-0 without him. So that hurts. But you have to be able to play the whole season. You can't have pockets where you're not playing. Your team has to be good. And watching what's happening with the Sixers right now, not being able to ascend to the top, after tonight's game with the Bucks and the Nets, right? The Bucks win 120-119. Giannis ties the game with a three at the end of regulation. They win in overtime. Kevin Durant's three is short. Giannis scores 44 to go along with 14 rebounds and 6 assists. With everything going on right now, he's your favorite, and he's probably going to win MVP again, right? He's second in the league in scoring. He's fifth in rebounds. More importantly, he's got Milwaukee within an inch of the best record in the Eastern Conference. And that's really what you have to look at for MVP. I can't give a guy an MVP just because he's having a great season on a bad team. I can't say LeBron could be there. LeBron's not even in the play-in round. He could lead the league in scoring. He's not even in the play-in round. I can't do it. I can't say he's so great. What about Nikola Jokic? He's having another great year. They're in sixth place. All right, he's not lifting them to incredible heights, right? I watched him finish in the middle of the pack last year and win the MVP, and now they're going to be worse, and he's going to be the MVP again? No, he's not. It's going to come back to Giannis, especially now in the last 6 or 7 games when the East is up for grabs, and you're starting to see a little bit of separation. As hot as the Celtics got, they've lost a couple games in a row, going to be hard for them to finish in the top two. You have the Heat and the Bucks in a virtual deadlock at the top of the Eastern Conference. Giannis has the Bucks up there. The Bucks wind up winning the East. Giannis is the MVP. And really, it's not as much of a hot take as it's just he sort of has been the guy all year long. He hasn't gotten hurt. The Bucks have been rising through. They're going to finish at the top of the Eastern Conference. Yeah, Giannis is going to wind up being your MVP. I wanted to be John Morant. I really did. And he was on the way to doing it, as spectacular as he was. But then he got hurt and Memphis showed, hey, we're still really good. So I got to think at the end of the day, it's going to wind up being Giannis again.
Yeah, the curiosity is just now we're at the point of legacy making for Giannis, and I wonder if that doesn't come into play with folks' ballots. Yeah, I know, folks. It's getting back to the same thing, the human emotions and how they rank stuff and goat talk and whatever the hell else. Because as soon as you give him a third MVP, now all of a sudden he's tied with Malone, Magic, and Larry Bird all time. And then you start going, well, does he deserve to be there? Look at all the MVPs this guy didn't win or that guy didn't win. Can we create a storyline for one of these other players? And I think that's where this kind of slides in, right? Because Milwaukee was in that, what, 5-6 seed for much of the season, mm-hmm. and then surging down the stretch. Miami doesn't have anybody that truly stands out, right? Jimmy Buckets is right there in terms of stats with Tyler Hero at just over 20 a game. And then you got Bam Adebayo there as well at 19 and 10. So nobody that jumps off the page at you there. We've seen Embiid was a leader. Doc Rivers and James Harden are going to do whatever they can to sabotage that and take that away from him. So as much as you loved him, yeah, Jokic won it last year, so there's going to be some reticence to give him a back-to-back, perhaps, to a degree, because it's going to be an easy argument to say, you know what, his 2 and 3 still didn't play, right? There's no Porter Jr., there's no Jamal Murray, so even though he's, you know, 5th, 6th, and they've been battling, look at the numbers, et cetera, and try to make your case. I think you just shuffle it all. I mean, LeBron's not winning it. DeRozan, they can't beat any team in the upper part of either conference. So even though he's been ridiculous with another 50 piece tonight and the number of 30 point games on the year, he's a great story. He's going to finish 8th or something like that when it's all said and done. I think the guy who's kind of the wild card in all of it, I mean, there's two guys. Memphis sitting in the 2 seed, that's great. But you got Phoenix and Devin Booker, what he's done, and the fact that Phoenix kept rolling along when Chris Paul was out, maybe that works to his advantage. And then you got Luka, who, well, it took a while, but suddenly they're in the 3 hole at 48-29, and he's been nothing short of spectacular and truly doesn't have a number 2. Spencer Dinwiddie?
No, but look, right? But you know, go back to what you said, though, about legacy building. Giannis has a more favorable opinion of a guy whose legacy the writers want to build.
No,
than
sure,
Luka,
but do they want to crown him a legend right now?
Well, the guy's won a championship. He scored 50 points in the deciding game, and all the because Giannis was on his way to being the new LeBron, where boy, he's great, but he's not winning enough. And is he really one of the all-time greats? He was polarizing, but now he's won. He's got a couple of MVPs. No, he's got that on his side now,
and
now
he gives us dad jokes.
Yeah, I mean, right. Oh, the dad jokes are the best, right? But now you can give him the legacy of, hey, this is our next all-time great, right? Where are we going? We're segueing from LeBron, who's only got a couple of years left. Who's the next guy we want to build the league around? Hey, Giannis has that favorable impression, that favorable Q rating, that image. He's got the achievements. Let's now create a super-duper star, where instead of just creating a new superstar, hey, the new super-duper star and a guy that can challenge LeBron is Giannis. So I see that actually working in his favor down the stretch than the other guys.
Yeah, I don't trust writers.
Wow, wait till I tell Jason Cole you said that. Oh, he's going to come on the show.
He'd agree with me.
Kick your ass. No, he's going to.
He'd agree with me.
Kick your ass. No. Kick your ass. That's what.
Well, I mean, it's NBA writers.
Way to go, buddy.
Like what I did there. Hey, by the way, while we're talking about writers, just for a moment, a tip of my water bottle here to John McClain, who retires, Houston Chronicle, long career, been on the show, been on my Sunday shows for years here on Fox Sports Radio. Congratulations on 50 years of reporting excellence and being a huge contributor to a lot of stories that thread throughout the NFL and being a voice of reason oftentimes when it seemed like everybody else was losing their heads.
Dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not, and they're the only place that has proven tough Duralast batteries. They got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99, so next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Well, straight ahead, let's take a look at some NFL over-under win totals. Do we like over or under for some of the Super Bowl contenders? Our answers might surprise you. It's coming up next right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I've had sex with him like 50, 60 times on camera.
On camera. Earlier today, while you were probably looking at the reviews of Morbius, Caesars in Vegas put out the official over-under win totals for all 32 teams in the NFL. And some of it was shocking. I was surprised the Jets and the Texans were that low because, look, both those teams got a little bit better. The Jets is only 5.5. The Texans are 4.5. Davis Mills is not bad. It's not a stretch to get to 6 wins when you're coming from a team that's won 3 or 4 games. I'm surprised it's that low, but that's a couple of ones that I like. We talked about some other teams and, you know, where the Seahawks might be. I like the under for them. But let's take a look now at some of the big teams
in the NFL and the big over-under totals that we got. Number one, Tampa Bay is tied with Buffalo for the most wins of both the over-unders there at 11.5. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, Mike, for the Bills, I'm going to take the under. Not because the Bills are suddenly going to be bad, but this is the second year they have had playoff heartbreak. And when that happens to you, eventually you don't have the sharpest regular season because you are focused on getting better in January. And all right, you know what? Yeah, the regular season, we just got to get through these 17 weeks and then we're going to get there in January. Doesn't mean you don't practice, doesn't mean you don't, but you just don't have the normal sharpness and the attention to detail that you'd have in a regular season because, hey, the last 2 years you won a lot of games, got to the playoffs, and man, you were that close. So I don't see the Bills winning 12 and 13 games this year. They'll be a playoff team and they'll probably win the AFC East still, but man, 12 wins is a lot. It's a lot for a team in a division where the other teams all got better. And not that you're suddenly going to lose two games to the Jets or two games to the Dolphins, but you could lose one of those two games to each of those teams. Dolphins got better. Jets got better. Patriots clearly are a tough matchup for the Bills and Josh Allen. So, yeah, I know how good they've been, but they're going to get that regular season bounce. I'm going to go under for the Bills at 11.5.
Well, let's see. You've got the NFC North. Let's see. The Browns, the Titans. Again, the two games against the Jets. Ravens and Bengals and Bears and Lions. Oh, my. And then Kansas City. So, yeah, you've got a schedule that is certainly a lot more difficult on the surface. And while I love the composition of the team, I think the point you make, and I never want to go against Josh Allen. You know that.
Especially well, of course,
Stephon Diggs and convincing guys to come play running back there. It all plays together, but and Gabriel Davis came on quite nicely. Dawson Knox. I mean, you've got guys that are big time pass catchers. But the reality is that you do have a schedule when you're playing a first place schedule that changes it, right? So that extra game doesn't mean that they won't win some shootouts in some of these, but it's tough. But I'll stick with the over that they can give you a nice 12-5 season. I'm going to sweat it out, but I'll take the over.
Oh, look at you.
Chinny chin chin. That's just my great belief in the greatness that is Josh Allen.
All right, the Packers are next, and they're at 11 wins for the season. Again, the Packers didn't get better in the offseason. They lost their top two wide receivers. They have not replaced them. Maybe they will, but the Packers clearly were short last year offensively, and now you've taken away Devontae Adams, you've taken away MVS, and oh, man, how are you going to win 12 games exactly? How is that going to happen? Yeah, I'm going to go under for the Packers. I mean, not I'm going way under, but the Packers are going to struggle a little bit. You know, they need more weapons. Aaron Rodgers needs weapons around him. Yes, he's coming off another MVP year, but now you've taken away a guy. Devontae Adams was his guy. Who are you afraid of? Is Aaron Rodgers still going to be able to thread the ball into a bunch of guys that you have no idea who they are? Yeah, no, 11, that's a haughty number for me. And I know it's, well, you get to, no, that's too much for me. I'm going to take under on the Packers with 11 wins.
Yeah, look at that schedule, right? Obviously, in division, everybody got better. I like Minnesota to win the division outright and for the Bears and Lions to be improved. You got rid of Nagy and year two of Campbell. I'm convinced that they'll be better. That doesn't mean there's suddenly an ascent. So folks are like, oh, you were expecting a lot. No, they've got some good pieces. Can it come together and coalesce into an extra win or two? Sure, I think that can happen. But then you look at the rest of their schedule. Buffalo, Tampa Bay, Miami, Philly, Washington, Dallas, the Rams, New England, Tennessee, and then the Giants and the Jets. All right, so give them those two W's. But on the whole, getting to 11, no chance. No chance. And even if he does, congratulations. You'll go and fail in the playoffs again.
You'll have home field advantage and somehow lose to the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, look, you look at the schedule, it may not be the same bum-slaying record that he's had, 72% wins against the NFC North since he took over in 2008. And obviously that includes a couple of games he didn't play. But the point is just dominance in division. But the outside it, it's, I mean, in division it's going to get tougher. But outside it, that's a daunting schedule. Especially when you're trying to figure out who's helping Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon, and Alan Lazard. I almost called him J.J. Dillon because I've been watching a lot of old wrestling clips of the Four Horsemen. But I didn't. Good job by me.
No, that's good. Way to pat yourself on the back. That works out pretty well for you. That works out
well. Well, you know what? Someone's got to do it. I don't have a bunch of writers or extra production heads or anybody up or down a ladder that's kissing my ass. So you know what? I'm going to trumpet my things for myself here, pal.
The Denver Broncos are sitting at 10 wins. And look, the AFC West is very difficult. I like the over for the Chargers because they're the best team in the division. They're the most complete team. They improved defensively tremendously in the offseason. You know, Mack and Jackson, suddenly now their defense is fantastic. But for the Broncos, I'm going to go under. You know, this move of the Broncos wasn't made to suddenly turn them into a Super Bowl team this year. They're going to need to figure some stuff out, right? They have a great defense, and now they have Russell Wilson, and they're suddenly going to be very good. But this is a team that's going to lose a lot of close games because offensively, they're just not quite dynamic enough. They have some nice people in place, a couple, but this is still going to be a little bit of a rough patch. This is a trade that was made, this year. Look, Russell Wilson's 34, but Russell Wilson's going to play for another 4 or 5 years. He's still playing a really high level. He's showing no signs of slowing down. This is going to be, hey, all right, let's see what we need to build now around Russell Wilson. The contract he's going to have, it's always going to be difficult to get guys to come in. But for all the teams in the division, I think they're going to take a couple of tough losses on the chin. So I'm going to take under for the Broncos this year. If they're 500, that's kind of about what I expect. But over 10 to get to – no, I'm not seeing it for Denver, not this year.
Yeah, no, I've talked about it with Russell Wilson. I want to see it, right, because watching a lot of Seahawks games, part of it – how much you'll take a chance, right? That's one of the things with some of these quarterbacks when you start getting all excited about their completion rates or their touchdown to interception ratio. It's like, how safe are they playing it? Because he had two guys on the outside that you can get the ball to that you should have been taking more shots. So, and I know the offensive line it wasn't good in Seattle, and they immediately started to upgrade it as soon as he left, which is kind of a nice wave. Maybe one or two fingers mixed therein. But when we look at Denver, you've got some component parts, and I like those receivers. To use the old turn of phrase, I don't love them. Unless you can get Cortland Sutton to be that guy he was 3 years ago. If suddenly he pops and Jerry Jeudy is more the guy from the press clips than what we've seen thus far. And again, how much do you blame the quarterback system? You know, you assess blame wherever you want. You still got to break containment and get yourself open and stay healthy and on the field. Love Javonte Williams. That's the one piece of it all that I love. Other than that, no. Division's too tough. I'll take the under.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Mike check. If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. All right, a couple other NFL over-unders here. As again, we talked about how Caesars came out with the official NFL over-under win totals for all 32 teams in the NFL today. The Cardinals have an over-under of 9. I am so taking the under on this. You have Kyler Murray and the team are at odds, so much so that if someone calls with an F them picks offer, I would not be surprised if they traded him. This has disaster written all over it. They had the team ready to go last year, everything you need, and still they wound up gacking it away at the end. 9 wins, yeah, I'll take the under on this for the Cardinals, 100%.
Oh, I want no part of that.
Yeah.
I mean, they've proven time and again they can't figure it out in the second half. Would things have been different with DeAndre Hopkins? Maybe. Would things have been different if Kyler Murray could still run? Sure. But he missed time, and then the running part of his arsenal was sporadic at best. Go back to those final games. he dialed it up once or twice. Otherwise, business decisions. That's not good. If he's not ready to do that full time and throughout a full regular season, I'm out. I mean, and you lost Chase Edmonds as he heads down to Miami, and I know they had their Twitter fun back and forth. That's a huge loss for them. Who would you rather have? Would you rather have James Conner back or Chase Edmonds? I mean, legitimately, they made a big investment in James Conner.
Well, you had a lot of touchdowns.
That's great.
You had a lot of touchdowns. That's why.
Yeah. So you're banking on all those red zone appearances and vulture opportunities for him again? No chance in hell. Edmonds was the better play, and he's the one that left. So, I'll take the under.
One more for you, and this might be my best bet right here. This might be the one I feel the most confident on, which makes me feel Vegas knows something I don't. The Giants are at 7. This is a terrible football team. It's terrible. They haven't gotten better. They're even you think they're starting over, but they're still a year away from starting over because they're still going to run it back with Daniel Jones, who is not very good.
Run it back!
So you know that they're going to change quarterbacks after this year. This year's going to be bad. They want to get rid of Saquon Barkley. They need to start over. How the hell are they going to win 7 games? They're not. They're not. I know the NFC East is bad. I know the NFC is more watered down than the AFC. But this is still up. Doesn't matter. Doesn't mean a bad football team is going to start winning 8-9. They're not going to go 8-9. They're not going to do a 500 dance. I am so taking the under for the Giants.
I want to know what the metrics were to get to that number.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Right, I mean, we can go through schedules and wait and see how, you know, an ebb and flow of games. And, you know, maybe you're just saying, well, some of it has to go right for them. You know, they're adding the law of averages that Saquon Barkley is going to play more than 50% of games and have his first 100-yard game before week 17. See what I did there? It was against the Bears. But, yeah, it's dubious at best. So, yeah, I'll take the under. I will go to look for the Minnesota Vikings, though, sitting at their 8.5. I'm there.
You like the Vikings.
Them and the Jaguars.
But you like the Vikings to win the division. So it's like you like them to not just win, you know, to blow past that number. Not
that's
just to get
right
to like 9. You like them up at like 11 or 12.
I like them better than the Packers. So, yeah, I'll take them at 11. So I think you're getting a gift money there. All for entertainment purposes, folks. I'm not coming on here trying to claim to be an odds maker like some of our colleagues have suddenly become, you know, odds setters and stuff. No. No, entertainment purposes only. Mike with his own dollars and cents. If I can convince you to lean one way or another when it comes to fantasy football and all, great. But in terms of betting picks, listen to the analysis and then trust what you've done in terms of your own homework.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Coming up next, believe it or not, a Super Bowl move was made by a team today. We'll tell you what it's all about next right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Now, before we go on, let me just do this.
Yeah.
Let us just send out good vibes to Jacob DeGrom. Let's send out the vibes. We're going to do this a lot, apparently, because it's going to happen every other time he goes out to pitch. Let's send out good vibes, tightness in his back. Likely not going to pitch tomorrow. Opening day in question. Send those vibes. There we go. There they go. In the world. Released.
Yeah, you're trying to make sure you get a start and, you know, that there's no big damage being done. In Vegas, they've got the opening of the Peppermint Hippo that they're really hoping for good thing and for money to flow through.
Well, yeah, anytime you open something called the Peppermint Hippo, you kind of need it to make money. Well, you can't have a soft launch of a place called the Peppermint Hippo.
Yeah, I wonder how big the launch is. we'll leave it at that. It's a lot of celebration of dancing and performance art.
Okay. All right. Very good. Believe it or not, a Super Bowl move was made today as the Rams.
Super Bowls.
They get Todd Bowles. No, the Rams get Bobby Wagner, late of the Seahawks, a five-year deal worth $50 million, could be as much as $65 million if he reaches incentives. Forget about F them picks. This is F those years. We'll give you a deal and you're 36 years old. Look, the Rams have found a way. As much as you don't know how, they've found a way to sign guys that are 30, 31 years old, get a year or two out of them, and then move on, right? Because that's kind of what it is. And for the Rams to make this move, I'm telling you, by this time next year, half the league is going to copycat the Rams, right? Because the F them pick strategy that the Rams used to get Matthew Stafford to get where they are right now, there's still only a couple of teams that subscribe to that, right? Denver decided, okay, we're going to do that for Russell Wilson. F them picks, let's go get it. You have a couple of teams that like the F them picks philosophy and saying, hey, we'll go out and get a guy who's 31 years old, 32, and he's going to come in and play well for us. Look, Von Miller going to the Bills for the money he got. You had a couple of teams saying, okay, I get it. But when the Rams go back to the Super Bowl this year, because they're the rare Super Bowl winning team that's gotten better in the offseason, right? Adding Allen Robinson, adding Bobby Wagner. Those are two really, really good players. It's an upgrade at wide receiver. It's an upgrade at linebacker. Look, as good as they had with Von Miller, Von Miller's an older player. Are you getting him to be that guy or getting him to be a leadership player? No, Bobby Wagner is still terrific. Usually Super Bowl teams, they do all they can to keep the team together. That's what Tampa Bay did. They fell short. Or you're worse because players wind up leaving for someplace else because you have a great combination of veteran talent and young talent. You can't keep everybody. The Rams have kept everybody. They kept people they want to keep. They're paying who they want to pay. They've gotten better. By this time next year, half the league is going to go with the F them picks. We'll spend money and sign guys that are 30, 31, 32 years old for a couple years. Give them big money. Be big day for the veterans in the NFL going, oh, I'm still really good. People are still going to wind up paying me. Half the league is going to do this next year, Mike Harmon. The Rams are the new trendsetters in the NFL. And in 12 months from now, 16 teams are going to say, yes, we're doing it this way, because you need 16 other teams to say, okay, we'll take those picks that you want to F them picks for. So half the league is going to wind up doing it.
What I think the curiosity is, right, is that you had some, this is some derivation of what New England did. And New England did it on both ends, right? It was the, all right, let's have our guys that we drafted and they grew with us, and let's jump off a year or two early. Meanwhile, we go into the open market where we found some market inefficiencies, i.e. teams that used a player poorly. So he's undervalued in the open market. We bring him here for a year or two, get the best out of him, win as best we can, and then do the same thing we did to our homegrown guys. All right, you're done. And get off before the guy reaches the cliff, as it were. For the Rams, look, they're showing you how cap manipulation can truly work. And as we talked with Jason Cole earlier in the night, right, go through every roster. There's a lot of guys that are at the minimum or not too terribly high above it, right, on a roster. And then you've got 10 to 15 guys that make the bulk of your money, 3 to 5 that really, really are crushing it. So now it's for teams that have some level of stability, right, in their front office and coaches, I could see it. I mean, how many owners are going to say, all right, you're a first-year guy. Hey, you know, throw all caution to the wind. Go do what the Rams are doing. They might like it in theory, but will they actually trust them to execute properly? I think you need to build a track record before they do that. So I don't know if it's widely adopted, but certainly you'll see a few more teams try to come into this strategy now that we actually trade stars in the NFL.
Half the league, F them picks, F them picks. The Jason gotcha. Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Hey, our Best Of podcast goes up in about 10 minutes on iTunes. Wherever you listen to podcasts, download it, rate us, subscribe. We'll love you forever and ever and ever. Up next, my buddy Ben Maller. This is Fox Sports Radio.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals.
Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my six decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.